Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to have the stew for lunch. Good afternoon and welcome in to the Stew for Lunch radio program. I am Michael D. Stewart, the Stew. AM 1230 WJOB is the home base, and this portion of the Stew for Lunch is brought to you by Six Flags of Great America. When's the last time you rode Six Flags American Eagle? Backwards? Fly backwards on American Eagle. Hurry, this opportunity won't last long. Go big, go Six Flags, Great America. It is wonderful to be back in the chair at WJOB here in the afternoon, noontime. For a while, we'll be going for noon to one until we get our engines back revving up. And while the kids are still around, we're going to let them do some of their things before they go to college. Remember being the day of 18, 17, going to college, seeing college girls. Girls, girls, girls. Love them girls. Always good time. But 845-1100 if you want to party with us today. You know, we'll just get back in and say hello to everybody and have some fun. We're going to have a little thing of giveaways courtesy of the Lake County Councilman Mike Repe. Got some Lake County Fair tickets. I believe I got two family passes. Is that what I got? Let's see what I got. Let's dig into the stew pocket. I got that. Ticket number 1571. It's the Lake County Fair where everyone is welcome. August 5th through the 14th, 2011, Crown Point, Indiana. Six punch ticket, so it's about $20 value. It basically admits only one car and one person per punch, so there's six punches available. So you can get a car full of people in a, or a van, or I guess what else other vehicles would be. I guess it's a fair, so technically, I guess if you have street legal tractors, I guess if you load six people up, I don't know how safe that would be. I don't encourage that. But you can have six people. So we'll give those away a little bit later in the program. Also on Wednesday, we're going to be giving away a pair of Stone Temple Pilots, STPs, coming to the venue on Friday. We'll give away a pair of tickets to that show at the venue. Always a good seat there. So a lot of things happening here on the show. Side note, I will not be here tomorrow afternoon. You know, got to take another day off. This is busy work around here. You know, just one day on. But no, I have a previous engagement I could not get out of. And we'll have to take care of that, taking care of the body. As a lot of you may have known, I was off the air for a while because of health concerns. But we kicked cancer's butt, took care of that business. And we're healthy. We're back into full crazy-minded stew, full healthiness. Just had my port removed on Friday, and tomorrow they're just doing some checkup stuff on it. That's why I'm not going to be here. Sometimes you're at the mercy of the doctor, and that is what's going on tomorrow. The kids are all right. The noontime show will be in here tomorrow as they get out of there. As Jeannie said, she thought she was free. Every time I get out, they keep pulling me back in. Well, that's going to be the case for tomorrow. Indeed, you know, just being on the phone of registering, and that's what I've been doing. It seems to be a world where I can just pick up my phone and dial in WJOB on a free app. By the way, you can do that now. That's something new that Stew for Lunch didn't have before. You can hear, you can be served Stew for Lunch three ways: on the radio, AM 1230, on WJOB1230.com, and on your smart app of location, free WJOB app, and you can listen to us on the phone. But, you know, you save data. No problem. Why can't these hospitals already have your registration information ready to go? I don't understand it. Friday. I was just there Friday. So Thursday I had to pre-register. And if I have to answer one more time, are you allergic to rubber or latex? No. It's in your system. It hasn't changed. It has not changed from 3 days ago. I'm not allergic to rubber or latex. So if anyone is out there, stop asking me if I'm allergic to rubber or latex. Okay? That goes, you know, any of you like bondage people, I am not allergic to rubber or latex. So there's no worry about that. So that, can we just put that in the answer that he is not allergic to that? because I'm sick of answering the same things. Yes, my dad is one of my emergency contacts. Yes, this person's another emergency contact. Yes. No, my insurance hasn't changed from 2 days ago. But I guess they have to constantly do that to cover themselves. No big deal. Also, something new. Well, today I'm wearing glasses because I got contact lenses last Wednesday. First time ever getting contact lenses. Nice. Well, it wasn't nice. It's something unique. If you never put them in before, and I just know the doctor, Dr. Ferguson, over Family Eye Care, right there in Highland, good people. He was doing the check of the back of my eye, and you know, you get the whole little spot. Is this look better? It was 1-3, 1-3. But then he does the thing where he goes right into your eye, and you're supposed to stare through this little dot, and you see the back of his eye because he wants to check out the back of your eyeball to make sure everything is okay. So in the middle of that, I tell him, hey, is my soul okay? Is it back there? Did you see my soul? He's like, yes. He was like belly laughing. He's like, yes, your soul's okay. You think I would learn that not to make fun of people when they're like staring at stuff in your eye, or not make fun of them, make jokes. Friday, I'm getting cut open. They're taking the port out. So the doctor's there. It's a local anesthetic. And I'm sitting here just being, just using humor to get away from any, there's no pain, but the doctor just like started laughing really hard, and I'm like, uh-oh, probably should not be making the guy who's holding a knife next to your like jugular vein laugh that hard. So a little word of advice, maybe sometimes you just got to cool down the comedy when you're getting cut open. That's something I learned. You know, if anything, I'm going to be a teacher for all you fine folks out there out here on AM 1230 WJLB listening to the Stew for Lunch radio program. As we are continuing on with the show, and we're going to have some fun during the time, and we'll have things happening, all good. So contact lenses, get them, and at the end they want to test if you can touch your eyeball. So I passed that test. Then I was able to go into the other mode, which was the ability to go through and put the glasses on or not. And I was able to do that, not the glasses, but the contact lenses in your eyeball, which is something unique if you've never done it before. First of all, these lenses are like really tiny and coarse, crystal clear. So, I mean, otherwise, if they're dark, you wouldn't, you know, be able to see out of them. I guess they do have shades, but I'm not really going down that path. I like them just basic. The lenses, they're putting them in. And it took forever for me to get the stupid thing open. You had to put one on you had to put it on the finger of your right index finger. You're holding your eye up. You're putting, you know, pressure in, and your stupid lower eyelashes are touching them. And you got to restart. You got to put them in the solution again. Big old hassle. Finally started getting used to them, and even made it through a weekend with them, taking them on and off, no problem, all good. Wake up today. Getting ready, all of a sudden, and got the right one in. That was no problem, and put that in there. All of a sudden, it's turn time for the left one. Okay, no big deal. I've already covered my sink. I don't have a portal for the sink thing. I don't know what happened to that. I'll have to get a new one there. But so I'm ready to go, and it's all set. Then the left one's in the eye, right? I'm getting ready to do my down left. All of a sudden, it pops out onto my cheek. So I go to grab it, and it drops. Of course, it doesn't drop into the sink or right on the countertop. It falls to the floor. Great. What color is the floor? A nice blue, like a light blue. Matches exactly the contact lens. So I had to call for help because here I am with one eye. Can see, but you know, can't put the glasses on because then the other right eye would be thrown off. So you're stuck there. So finally, I had a call from my sister. She helped me out. Finally, I took out the right one. I was like, well, I got to get to work. Then I did that. And what happens is it is going to be the right eye. Take it out. Put it in the solution. I said, hey, if you find it, just put it on the left. So I'm getting dressed. Left one, she finds. Oh, great. So I go up there, start putting the right one in. Right one disappears. I almost had it, popped out, and then went So I was finally, I guess it's not the contact lens day for me today. So that was my experience with the contact lens. What I've learned is I need to have multiple boxes of contact lens, I think, at my home if I'm going to keep on wearing them, which I am planning because contact lenses are awesome. Really highly accept those. Hey, we're going to take a time out here on 1230 WJOB. Coming up next, we're going to be giving away a pair, not a pair, a family six-pack, or it doesn't have to be a family. It can be six people you don't know, but it's six people can use this punch ticket and a car. It's $20 value, so you and your friends can go to the Lake County Fair and enjoy some milk at the milk machine. AM 1230 WJOB. It is Stu for Lunch. Hey, Bud Mechanical.
Bud the Furnace Man and Sons would like to announce we are celebrating our 90th year of serving Northwest Indiana with all your heating and air conditioning needs. We would like to show our appreciation by offering our anniversary special. That's $500 off the purchase of a complete system tailored to your heating and cooling needs. Our goal is to have you ready for anything Mother Nature sends your way. So join us today celebrating 90 years by calling Bud the Furnace Man at 219-931-1073. That's 219-931-1073. Thank you for 90 years.
Experiences. Compelling, life-changing experiences. Experiences for a lifetime. At Purdue Calumet, you'll learn by doing, by integrating traditional and real-world learning to produce rich experiences, and you can earn a Purdue degree. Apply now for the fall semester at Purdue Calumet. Visit PurdueCal.edu. That's PurdueCal.edu. Experiences for a lifetime. Experience Purdue Calumet.
Chevrolet, it's the American way. At Smith Chevrolet, we aren't satisfied until you find the Chevy vehicle you're searching for. Serving Hammond as well as the surrounding Chicagoland area, Smith Chevrolet strives to be your first choice for a new or used vehicle, and we work hard to make your Chevy shopping experience fun and hassle-free. We offer a full inventory of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at competitive, no-haggle pricing. Also available is the full service repair and body shop. So if you're looking for that new or used Chevy vehicle, stop by at 6405 Indianapolis Boulevard in Hammond. Call 219-845-4000 or go to smithchevyusa.com.
It is the Stew for Lunch radio program. I am Michael Lee Stewart, welcoming me back to the airwaves. It is the voice of the Stew. You'll be able to catch me Monday through Friday, noon. And we don't know when. We'll probably start going into the hour number two eventually, but right now we're just doing the 1 hour for the Stew for Lunch, and then we'll expand it as well. Hey, we got to give a shout out Gino, whose birthday was today. We gave him a nice little bunch of pizza courtesy of our friends at John's Pizzeria in Munster. Want to thank those guys and gals for getting us some pizza. Very tasty. John's Pizzeria in Munster, Indiana, right on Ridge Road. Thanks to those fine folks for doing that service, and it was mighty tasty. Hopefully there'll be some pizza left over one after my show, and because I only had three pieces and I need some more. I mean, you can't just have three pieces, right? There's this party cut, so it's all good, and we're looking forward to having that pizza. And if you want that, go ahead and give them a call over there in Munster, the John's Pizzeria, and tell them you heard it from WJOB. Once again, Stew for Lunch is back on the radio, and we got some different things happening this week. I know Thursday, Mr. Tim Saldana and myself, along with Pat Renwick, we are going to the Chicago Comic Con. It is the a lot of cool things happening. You can get tickets out there. We've got Bruce Campbell and the Evil Dead 30th Anniversary Celebration is happening at Chicago Comic Con. Bruce Campbell, a lot of people know him now on that show Burn Notice, plays Sam, great character actor. But he got a start in the movie Evil Dead. And that was a great one. And they're recasting, I think they're getting like the girls, I think, some of the, yeah, Bruce Campbell, Betsy Baker, Ellen Sandweiss, and Teresa Tilly, and Richard DeMenacor, all going to be getting together. All five credited actors will be on hand to meet fans, sign autographs, and take photo ops. Be a part of this once-in-a-lifetime celebration happening at Chicago Comic-Con. That's right, Wizard World Chicago Comic-Con is coming 2011. Listen to some of these celebrities. Patrick Stewart, Bruce Campbell, Christopher Lloyd, Marina Bacharach. She was on V. She was also on that show Firefly. And she played just a beautiful woman. She'll be at there. Vivica A. Fox. I believe she was born in Indianapolis. Mimi Rogers, among 500-plus celebrity. Charisma Carpenter's going to be there. Come on, folks. Julie Benz, both from Angel and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Love, or shows, I don't know, love. But it's happening this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. It's just going to be a great day. Felicia Day, James Masters, among headliners at Wizard World 2000. And plus, there's going to be, if you're toys and all that stuff, there's going to be a bunch of collectibles going to be out there as well. So it's going to be a pretty cool place. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I think Thursday it's open from 5 to 9 p.m., Friday noon to 8 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 7, and Sunday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can go to wizardworld.com/Chicago for more information about that. Also, the full event schedule can be found at wizardworld.com. Looking forward to that. 845-1100. We got some phone calls happening. Get you guys going. Hello, caller, you're on WJOB.
Hey, how you doing, Stewie?
I am doing blessed, Charles. How you doing, my
good
friend?
Good. I want to say hi to everybody. I want to say hi to Cindy, the good-looking lady and good-looking people in this world and everything. So how you doing?
I am doing outstanding, Charlie. If I was doing any better, I would be the me.
Let's have stew on hot dogs.
There we go. Sounds
good.
How
would that be?
I like that. Thanks, Charlie. 845-1100. Hello, caller. You're on WJOB.
Hey, Stu. Welcome back.
Hey, Cindy. Thank you back.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You sound great.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Well,
you on every day of the week now?
I will be. Tomorrow I'm off because I have to go to the doctor's, but that's the plan every day, Monday through Friday,
okay,
starting at noon.
I go to the doctor.
There you go.
But I will be listening.
Sounds good. Glad to,
Once again, glad
to be back. Thanks, Cindy.
All right.
845-1100 if you want to give us a call at 219-845-1100. Let's see. Let's do a little trivia question here. Let me put the busy all signal on. And let's get the fourth caller to answer this. Actually, fourth caller. I do trivia night on Wednesdays at what location? At what location do I do trivia at on Wednesdays? Be the fourth caller, and you'll have win a Lake County Fair 6-punch ticket. Admit only one car and one person per punch. There's 6 punches available. It's a $20 value. If you can go to the fair, you can give us a call. 845-1100. Fourth caller, give us a call. Where do I do trivia on Wednesday nights in the region? 845-1100. Let's see. This is caller 1, caller 2. So we're looking for caller 3 and 4. Let's see. Caller 3. Sorry, and caller 4, hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's your name?
Terry.
Carrie?
Terry.
Terry.
Yep.
Where are you from, Terry?
Highland.
Highland. Where do I do trivia night?
Flat Rock Cafe.
Flat Rock Tap is correct. You are correct with that answer, Terry. You are the winner of a 6-punch ticket. So congratulations.
Oh.
You get that, so you can take a car and load it up with 5 other people.
All right, good.
And there you go. So I'm going to have you call 844-1230. Or hold on, just I'm going to put you on hold. Sorry, it's been a while since I've been in the booth. So let's take a time out, and I'll get your full name, and it'll be available for you to be picked up here at WJOB. So hold on. Terry, thanks a lot. And you are a winner on AM 1230, WJOB Stew for Lunch. Hold on, Terry. We'll put her on hold, and let's hear from one of our new sponsors, Big Frank's.
There's a new Polish deli restaurant in the region, and everybody's talking about Big Frank Sausage on Carroll Street in East Chicago. You've enjoyed Big Frank Sausage and homemade pierogi at Pierogi Fest. And now, after years of demand, owner Stan Stefanski is ready to bring you the finest Polish cuisine in the region. Big Frank's is located a quarter mile west of the South Shore Station in East Chicago. Stop by and visit or call Stan at 219-378-9556 and see why everybody's talking about Big Frank Sausage. Move in, me Poposko.
Big Frank's, new sponsor, thanks a lot. Hey, that's Club 9, there's the WJOB 99 dollar deal. So contact WGOB1230.com. Get a hold of Pat Renwick or Debbie Wargo here at the station, 844-1230. Pat Renwick is the man. He's doing a great job with some advertising. A lot of cool things happening here on WJOB Airwaves. You know, we got the Gino's Buffet happening. That's outstanding. That's going on now. You've also got our good friend, Preacher, going down from 4 to 6. We've got that happening. We've got the Music Underdogs with Brentwood Rank. He's on. Hey Harlow, 6 to 8. And then also on Thursday, Flying Around the Sun. Just tons of radio gold here on WJOB Airwaves as we keep on building up more and more local programming and also playing back some of the shows during the region flashbacks after my show leading up to Preacher. You'll get to hear some of the stuff from the morning show or maybe some past events so you can get a taste of it. Maybe you're not a morning person. Your shift is different. Maybe you don't catch Preacher show in the afternoon or maybe you don't hear my show all the time at noon. You'll be able to catch it during a region flashback as we have some fun with the WJOB radio programming here in the region. And we do that because of fine business owners like, you know, Big Frank. They jumped aboard. Smith Chevrolet, they've jumped on. El Taco Real's been on for a while. Timeless Photo, Bernie Zeman. I mean, the list goes on. So thanks to those. And most importantly, like I always have to tell people, make sure when you do go to those businesses that you say, hey, I heard it on WJOB. It might sound, you know, I tend not to do it either, and I need to start doing it more. It's like, yeah, I heard, you know, I work at JOB. Thank you for sponsoring. It's just something, that little thing that business owners can go, oh, cool. So it actually does work, broadcasting, advertising on WJOB. And especially tell them when you hear, Big Frank, tell him he sounds awesome. And I think he does. It's a great commercial. Whoever produced that was a great guy. Oh, that's right. It was me. I did that. AM 1230 WJOB 845-1100. You want to talk about something? I'm here all the way up to 1 p.m. today as we are rocking and rolling back in the saddle, the Stew for Lunch radio program. And it's been a hot summer for sure. A lot of sweat going on. And I want to know, how's the best way to cool off? What are you guys doing to cool off this summer? 845-1100. Give us a call or whatever else you want to talk about. Hello, caller. You're on WJOB.
Yeah, I want to order a hamburger with a lot of fixings on it. Can you send me over a fixin' hamburger?
I don't have any kind of hamburger for you, sir. Are you trying to call? This is WJOB Radio, Stew for Lunch.
I want to know if I can have a tuna sandwich from the Whiny Beach Cafe.
Well, I don't think this is not the Whiny Beach Cafe's number, sir.
Is it Madvix?
This is not Madvix.
Well, listen, I'm worried about the debt ceiling.
The debt ceiling?
My house is made of debt, and my ceiling's caving in. I make my ceiling out of credit card bills and old credit cards. Yeah, my name is Regent Rick, and I'm calling you.
Are you trying to tell people to not use credit cards?
I'm telling people not to make their houses out of credit card bills.
Well, I think that's
what
great advice.
And it's terrible when it rains. It's just terrible.
It's raining debt on you?
It rains debt on me, and it's like acid rain burning out my innards. Yeah.
Well, Regent Rick, I mean, don't you have like a corporate what's the name of your pickle company again?
Flopsack Pickles.
And you're right there in Whiting?
Yes, I am. I'm still here.
Wow, you know, because we haven't heard from you in a while. We thought something happened to the pickle company.
No, they didn't go belly up. It's just a lot of debt, me, you know, and I make my house out of debt.
And you live there with a lot of, no wonder those animals get in your house, no problem.
Well, they do. I got opossums chewing on my feet, and I got a couple of baboons raking my back every night. It's terrible, but, you know, I have a good friend who I've gone into partnership in the business with. His name is Phil Ajarapu. Do you know him?
I do not know Phil.
Phil Ajarapu. He is a great guy. He should be a sponsor of your show.
Well, let him know. It's only $99.
Well, we got to sell a lot of pickles for that. We in a lot of debt.
All right, well, you know, Regent Rick, I haven't had you doing a PSA in a while. I'd like you to do a PSA about the debt ceiling, all right?
All right.
Can you do that for me, sir?
Beat me in.
I'll lead you in. Here's Regent Rick with important news about the debt ceiling.
Hello, everybody in the region. Is your house made of debt? Is your roof made of credit card bills and soot? If so, you should probably think about writing your congressman, because they probably don't know what you're talking about or what they talking about. Have some floppy sack pickles, all right.
There you go. Region Rick is gone, ladies and gentlemen. Good to hear from Region Rick. It's been a while since we heard from our good friend out of, I believe he lives in that, what is it, 112 Not Real Avenue in Whiting. I believe that's what's going on. AM 1230 WJOB. You know what? I need to take a quick song break. And here we go. This song, I think, is actually means a lot to me more now. Because you know why? Nothing's going to break my stride. Matthew Wilder. No one's going to break my stride, AM 1230 WJOB. It is Stu for lunch, the indestructible one, Michael D. Stewart. Glad to be back in the chair of the Stu for Lunch studios, STEWDIORIPDO. We miss you still, brother. Hey, happy birthday goes out to Gino. Also, happy birthday to my great-nephew, Derek, down in Florida. Oh, Floridi. I forgot. How is that how the kids are saying it now? And also, from the Flat Rock tab, Natalie, who's turned 26 today. So happy birthday, Natalie Cruz. And for all three of you, I think it's time for the old Marilyn Monroe to get out. You know, with the news that Jackie Onassis tapes, I guess, are out there that she knew about John F. Kennedy having affairs and stuff like that. So let's just get down to the... We'll get back to that in a second, but let's get the birthday song out of the way. Celebrate a birthday. And if it is your birthday today, go ahead and enjoy, because I'll just say it generically. And a one, and a two, and a three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Boop, 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 up. Oh, wait, wait, that's Betty Boop. That's not Marilyn Monroe. Anyway, happy birthday to anyone celebrating a birthday. That covers us for today. It is Stu for Lunch, rocking and rolling. You can contact us at, I believe, what do we got now? Oh, we've got the old Booyah. The message board is up on the side with a video. We got Ron is hanging out there. And also, what's going on? It's the Ice Pick Man. Ice Pick cometh. And, hey, you know what's going on tonight on the Music Underdogs? Check this out. I know a lot of you guys who listen to the Stu for Lunch show love music. From King Crimson, it is going to be Lark's Tongues and Aspic from King Crimson in its entirety tonight on Music Underdog. Lark's Tongue and Aspic from King Crimson in its entirety tonight on Music Underdogs from Brantwood Rick. Way to go. King Crimson on vinyl. You're going to find that tonight on this show. And you know what's great about that? You're going to hear music that you don't hear anywhere else. And you're going to hear it on AM 1230 WJOB. Like we were the ones who, I just mentioned Dio. Where else on AM radio did you hear Ronnie James Dio as much as we played it here on AM 1230 WJOB? We are the innovators. We're bringing it back. AM radio has not gone anywhere. FM is trying to get back. Well, we're going to be on smartphones and all that stuff. Well, AM radio is on a smartphone. AM radio is on internet. We've got video cameras. We've got video shows. We got T-Rex goes out and films a bunch of stuff. So WJOB, your little local radio station, is doing awesome things because AM is where it's at. That's right, kids. Face it, you're getting older. We just celebrated birthdays. That means you're getting older, and eventually you will come back. So whether you go away or you grow old, we're not going anywhere. We'll be there for you. WJOB, you're going to get old enough to listen. And dang it, you will listen. Whether it's school closings, thank God I don't have to do that in the morning. Ooh, that was fierce.
Is my school closed?
No, stop calling on airline, buddy.
I go to Brantwood Elementary School.
Sorry, Rick, it's not your birthday. 845-1100. Give us a call, and we'll bring you up. Hello. Uh-huh. Nope. Wrong number. 845-1100 is that number. Lake County Fair is in effect. Has anyone gone so far? Just opened up on Friday. I'm supposed to go sometime of this week. I'm thinking about maybe, I don't know when I'm going to go. I'll have to figure that out. Coordinate my schedule with some people in going that way. In fact, if you want to go to Lake County Fair, now is your opportunity as I busy out the phone lines. After this break, I don't even give you time to think. Think about this show. That's what if you've been listening, and if you listen for a long time to Stu for Lunch, there'll be a trivia question about that on the other side of the break. So get your thinking caps on, folks, and you're going to have a chance to win a Lake County Fair 6-punch ticket. Admit only one car and one person per punch. There's 6 punches on here. So you and 5 friends or enemies can go to the Lake County Fair, courtesy of Lake County Councilman Michael Repay. Thanks a lot, Mike. AM 1230 WJOB. Hey, Alexis, are you a lawyer?
Have you been arrested? Need an attorney you can depend on to provide you with an effective and aggressive criminal defense? Then call me, Attorney Alexis Vasquez Diblo, to represent you against any misdemeanor or felony charges. Whether you're charged with driving under the influence, reckless driving, public intoxication, or theft, to name a few, you can trust me to aggressively defend you against any criminal charges. Located at 8320 Kennedy Avenue in Highland, call me for a free consultation at 219-845-6000. That's 219-845-6000.
AM 1230 WJOB. Welcome back to the radio show that is known as Stu for Lunch. We are going to ask you this. A certain guy called and talked about his debt ceiling, and I want to know who is the gentleman that owns the Floppy Sack Pickle Company. 845-1100. First caller with that answer is going to get yourself a punch ticket. 6-punch ticket for the Lake County Fair. Who's the gentleman that called in and has a weird voice? 845-1100. Give us that answer, and you will go to the Lake County Fair with this punch ticket. 845-1100. Hello, caller. You're on WJOB.
Hi.
What's your name?
For Lunch, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Do you have an answer?
How about Region Rick?
That is correct, sir. What is your name?
Dan.
Dan, where are you from, Dan?
Cal City.
Cal City, Dan. Way to go, man. Yes, it is Region Rick. So you get yourself a nice pass with you and five friends could go to the Lake County Fair.
Well, thank you very much. I miss Region Rick.
Well, you know what? It sounds like he's doing healthy.
Good.
He'll be back on the radio. Well, I'm back, so he's more than welcome to call my show.
I've missed you, too.
Well, I'm back, and, tomorrow I'm off, but let's say from now on, barring force majeure.
Maybe Tony will start calling in again.
Oh, I'm sure Tony will be back. He's more than welcome. Yakshi Majdob, just so numb to knuckle and all that
jazz.
Oh, yeah. Well, Dan, hold on a second, and I'm going to get your last name, and your ticket will be available for you here at WJOB. Hold on. We'll be right back with more Stew for Lunch.
Looking for authentic Polish cuisine? Why not give Big Frank's Deli and Restaurant a try? Located at 1417 Carroll Street, a quarter mile west of the South Shore Station in East Chicago. Big Frank's offers good old-fashioned Polish cooking, deli meat, sausages, hot and cold sandwiches and subs, home-style gwumpki, punchkis, homemade pastries and breads. Eat in, carry out, or catering. Big Frank's has it all. Stop by 1417 Carroll Street in East Chicago or call Stan Stefanski at 219-378-9556 and see why everybody's talking about Big Frank Sausage. Move in me, Poposko.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Hope you guys enjoyed me talking to Dan there. Like I said, it's a welcome back to the station. Dan from Cal City, he won himself. And also Terry from Highland, she won a pair all as well. So look at that. See, we're getting the communities together. Highland, we got Cal City up in here. So this is going on. Happening right here on 1230 WJOB. It is the Stew Man back in the saddle. We had some news going on. That's probably what we're going to be doing for a while until the kids go to college. I'll be getting on right around 1210, thereabouts. 845-1100. Hello, caller on WJOB.
Hey, Stu. Glad to have you back.
Thanks, man. Who's this?
Scott Sefton.
Hey, Scott. How's it going, man?
How are you?
I'm great, man. I'm outstanding.
I can hear it breaking up here and there.
Oh, no problem.
I'm glad to see you back in the cell at noon. Everyone has had that empty feeling for lunch. Now we're getting full with our stew for lunch.
There you go. Scott, thanks a lot for the call. I'm sure we'll be talking more and more.
Absolutely. Have a great one.
Thanks, buddy. Scott Sefton right there, AM 1230 WJOB. Yeah, today's show is kind of just getting back to the saddle, getting back in the groove, letting people know I am here for your lunchtime fun. Like I said, tomorrow we'll have Jordan and Dez and Jeannie in here tomorrow. Dez will be doing some news up until, once he'll do some news, and then I'll continue on with my show. And we'll see how it goes from there. We might be going to 2 hours and down the road, so 12 to 2 will probably be the time. But right now we're going 12 to 1. For at least until the summer's over, then we'll worry about that in the fall. Obviously there's other jobs that I do here at WJOB. This gives me an opportunity to talk to you guys out there, have a little bit of fun, and keep on rocking and rolling. And that's what we're going to keep on doing. Wayne Mika's daughter, Taylor, has something to tell you about cabinets.
Hi, I'm Taylor Mika. Are you looking to update your kitchen or organize your garage? Well, why pay more at a big box store? Mika Cabinets can fulfill all your cabinet needs, from our all-wood in-stock cabinets to our semi-custom line. Visit our design showroom at 8328 Kennedy Avenue in Highland, or our new stocking showroom at 17851 Torrance Avenue in Lansing, formerly Cam Gall. Complete with a bargain center with cabinets as low as $25. Visit us at Mika Cabinets for all your cabinet needs, or our website at MikaCabinets.com. That's M-I-C-K-A Cabinets.com.
AM 1230 WJOB, it is Stew for Lunch, rocking and rolling here on your internet, your video screen there, or on your smartphone application, or on your radio, traditional terrestrial radio, 845-1100. Hello, caller, you're on WJOB.
Hi, it's Eric. It's good to see you back in WJOB.
Thanks, Eric. Yeah, I'm glad to be back in the show, and also just the regular, Monday through Friday.
Are you on for an hour or two?
We're just doing an hour for right now, and then we'll probably go into two. Sometimes I'll go a little bit over, depending on what's going on. I've got the okay from the boss, but, you know, we're trying some different little things out. And,
great, great to see you again.
You know, some days I might go 2 hours if things are flown. It depends on what's going on. Like I said, probably till, like, once fall hits, I'll definitely go to 2 hours. But right now, you know, with summertime, other events, things happening out here, whereas we're doing other projects here at WJOB as well that you can only do during the summer, I obviously have to commit myself to some those parts of the day to making sure everyone is doing what they're doing. As the backbone of WJOB, I have to do that.
Just want to welcome you back, and glad to see we're seeing and hearing more of local programming.
There we go. Thanks, Eric. Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
There you go. There's Eric. He's one of those guys talking on there. Yeah, we're going to be on today till 1 o'clock, so we're just a few minutes away from that as we've got things going on. Wednesday, we're going to be back on the radio. Starting at 12, we got the news with Dez, and we'll also have some sports in there as well with Jordan. And so we'll get going about 12:10, 12:15, and rock and roll on that until about the 23rd of the month, and we'll have that happening. On Friday, we're going to have a report. Wednesday, like I said, we're going to have STP tickets. They're playing at the venue. I'll have a pair of tickets, so listen in during the 12 o'clock show on Wednesday for your chance to win tickets to Stone Temple Pilots at the venue. Tickets courtesy of the venue. I want to thank them for providing us tickets. So you, the listeners, can win and enjoy some of those great shows out there. Should be a great time. Also, you have the Friday T-Rex and myself on Thursday night with Pat Renwick. We're going to be going up to the Chicago Comic-Con. We should have some audio from that event and give you a report and what we saw and all the fun and activity. I can't wait to see all the women, you know, all the costumes that people dress up in. I know my one friend Katie was talking about when she was a roller derby girl. They had a booth there, and they just loved watching all the different people. So just for the fact of people watching, it is $25 well spent. I believe it's $25 for a single day, and you can buy a 4-day pass. It's actually a little bit cheaper if you do it that way. If you do it in advance, I think it's a better deal. You can learn more about that at wizardworld.com and enjoy that. And like I said, that's happening Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A lot of different events happening throughout the city. Festival Lakes was fun, I understand. A little hot. Did not get a chance to go out there this year with the humidity and the heat kind of threw me off a little bit. And I was unable to do that. I know Friday I was supposed to hook up. I wanted to see my good friends in Bunkertown. Did not get a chance to see them, but Bunkertown, always a great band if you get a chance to see them play. Also, the Nomad Planets played. Of course, those guys are the ones on Thursday nights with Flying Around the Sun. Always some good times. And the Festival Lakes happening here in the city. And I know that venue, they're putting some different shows on. I know Ozzo Motley is coming. And my good friends at the Hammond Port Authority, I will be fixing that commercial. I mispronounced it in the previous commercial. Otherwise, I'd play it. But it is the incorrect pronunciation. So I apologize. Lo siento, Ozzo Motley. I apologize to them on that aspect. We'll get those things happening out there. Once again, John's Pizzeria, thanks a lot for the pizza to help celebrate Gino's birthday. And during that song break, I did go outside. I did see some pizza out there. So I don't think Debbie or Pat are going to sneak any of that away from me. Hopefully not. We'll see what happens in that retrospect. At AM 1230 WJ, we got Preacher coming up tonight. I don't see off the board what he's got going on, but I do know that it's always fun. He'll have something fun going on during his show at 4 o'clock. And it is the Stew for Lunch radio program. As we see something, the log is a little goofy, but we fixed it on WJOB happening on here. And I just want to say it has been a warm one. And the one way I was cooling off is going to the pool, but I couldn't go in the pool yesterday. I was very upset about that. Did not get a chance to chill out in a pool all the summer. But now I'm looking forward to it once I get healed up. And, of course, by the time about 2 weeks from now, when I'm all set, guess what will happen? It will be super cold and the pools will just be shut down. But a lot of rain and all that stuff happening out there. So it is Stew for Lunch. Glad to be back on the radio for sure, for sure. It's just a great time being here. And as always, it's your phone calls are always accepted. You can contact me, Stu, at WJOB1230.com. You can also visit MichaelDStewart.com. The website should be getting updated a little bit more and more. And check out the audio page on my site to catch old commercials or old bits, things like that. And I think I'm on YouTube at Stu or Facebook, Michael D. Stewart. Twitter is at Stu for Lunch, so you can follow me at Twitter if you want to do that as well. So plenty of ways of getting connected to me on the old social networks. That music means it is the end of the program. Want to thank the phone callers. Want to thank everyone who's sent me nice thoughts over the time off. And I'm back on the radio because I am immortal. Indestructible Stew, or Non-Perishable Stew is my fantasy football name is this year. That's right, Kelly Hayes, you're going down. Non-Perishable Stew is not losing out there. Yeah, Stew for Lunch, back. We'll be back live on Wednesday. Tune in tomorrow when Jordan, Jeannie, Dez, all those kids will be in here having some fun with us in the radio station. So till Wednesday, I'm Michael D. Stewart. It's been a blast being back in the chair. We'll be back here every day around noon. Hope you enjoy. Don't forget Stone Temple Pilot tickets given away on Wednesday. You got to play. Got to be in it to win it. I think that's what they say. You got to listen to win it. We'll have that. And also we'll have the trivia question for Flat Rock Tap during our show as well. A lot of busy things happening. I'm Michael Lee Stewart. Stick around for some region flashbacks of our own here on AM 1230 WJOB. This is a Michael D. Stewart production.